Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信，来达到学习地道英文的效果。Salut à tous! 今天的 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常是讲述关于我朋友去找工作，然后呢感觉不太好，最后被拒绝了，然后再鼓励他这样一件事情。我先读一遍短信。I feel ya, bro. I feel ya, though. It's tough, but you'll have too much more time to do other things you're passionate about.
Exactly. I know I have the talent, but I found out they only took freshmen and sophomores.So I'm thinking they were looking ahead for the program itself. I just always try to look to the upside of situations, you feel? Now I can focus on photography, design, and DJing.
You have the right attitude.
Yo, I had a dip, quick. I had to pee bad. See you next class, dog.
Alright, number one. I feel ya. 我懂你。这句话呢是用在鼓励他人的时候非常常用哈。我在第一句回复说 I feel ya, it's tough, blah 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 就是说我懂你，然后我在鼓励他嘛，就是说我懂你，但是你可以花更多时间在你喜欢的东西上。或者呢别人失恋了，你也可以说 I feel ya, I've been there before。 我懂你，我也是失恋过的。那这里的 I've been there before 不是说你这个人活生生的人去过那里，而是说你也有曾经有这个经历。当然了，你去过某某地方，你当然是可以说 I've been there before，只是说很多种说法而已。 Number two, be passionate about something, 就是对某事非常有热忱，比 like 的程度高一些。比如我超级热爱音乐，你就可以说 I'm passionate about music. Number three, look ahead, 展望。他这里的回复呢 大概就是说，我觉得我有天分，但是呢他们呢、我觉得那些招聘的，他们只要大一大二的人，我感觉他们是为了项目的未来做打算，反正我往好的一面看，现在呢我可以专注我自己喜欢做的事了。在这里呢 look ahead 就是为预先做打算展望的意思。比如说别人问你did you look ahead for your marriage? You spend too much money every month. 你有没有为你的这个为婚姻做打算啊？你每个月花这么多钱。那这里呢就是说 look ahead 展望。 Number four,Upside 就是在糟糕局面中的好的一面，阳光的一面。Look to the upside of situations 就是往好的地方看。Number five, dip 就是 leave 的意思，就是离开。Dip quick 就是匆忙的离开，因为它要 pee 就是小便的意思，男女都可以用。Bad 是在这里是用口语的用法，书面语是 badly， 比如说 I wanna pee badly， 我尿急死了。当然了，这个 pee 和这个 wanna 它都是口语的。书面语一般是不这么写的。 Number six, dog 就是狗的意思，没有开玩笑，其实兄弟的意思，只是说和狗的发音 dog 发音一模一样。 Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.